Peter had purchased his plane ticket from EWR to LAX and had plenty of time before his flight left from Newark. He still didn't know what the ceremony was that the ghost of his father had commanded him to attend, but he had a week to find out and thought it would be easier to discover once he was in LA. For the immediate future, he planned to spend some time wandering around Times Square before grabbing a train to Newark Airport. Some of Alan Avon's shows had transferred to Broadway, and, as a child, Peter had spent weeks in living in Midtown, wandering the theater district, and marveling at Times Square. He felt he was somehow connected straight to the navel of humanity when he stood in the circle of all those people gathered together from all over the world. Suddenly, three explosions cracked behind Peter, deafening him and shattering the tranquil hum of the train station. Peter whirled around to see a man with shredded pants, his ass cheeks punctured and bleeding, the waistcoat of his shirt on fire. The man screamed in pain. "Everybody down!" screamed a soldier of the NYPD Counterterrorism Unit, swinging his AK-47 up at blinding speed, releasing the safety, and aiming at Peter and the businessman as he did so. The soldier's partner, a female officer in the world's 45th largest standing army, took counterpoint and aimed at the west staircase, swinging her sight rapidly across the balcony, searching for the possibility of multiple assailants. In a heartbeat, the orderly crowd turned into a chaotic mob. Peter was shoved aside as passengers fled in panic in every direction. A small child was knocked to the ground as her mother screamed and fell spread-kneed atop her daughter, a colossus protecting her child's tiny life with her own. Peter moved to help the mother and child, but a new wave of fleeing commuters smashed into him and knocked him backwards against the wall of the decoratively sculpted archway. His duffel bag dropped and the broadsword softly crashed inside it, a muffled ring unheard in the commotion. He bent down to pick it up, and a voice whispered urgently in his ear, "Come on, this way." A brown hand grabbed Peter's arm and pulled him out of the rush of people and down the steep ramp towards the dining basement. A round of shots burst from the AK-47s of New York's finest. The gunfire cracked like the sound of lightning hitting a tree in the front yard, then reverberated through the cathedral of Grand Central. Cops entered the train station, pouring in from every opening, fighting against the wave of escaping civilians and creating a tragic bottleneck. Peter's kidnapper dragged him forcibly onward, down one ramp, then around another, until they were underneath the east staircase. To Peter's left were stairs going down into the dining concourse. To his right were glass doors leading into the Oyster Bar, a 1970s-era Mad Men hangout. Peter looked for the first time at the kidnapper who had dragged him out of the lobby and saw a middle-aged, brown-skinned man with fierce determination in his eyes. "Keep going!" yelled the man, opening the door of the Oyster Bar and motioning Peter inside. The diners inside the Oyster Bar were scared and confused, cold oyster shells frozen in their hands, unable to process the sound of violence and death seeping through the walls. Then the alarm went off and bright white lights started to flash, a wailing fire siren, round in tones and persistently loud in warning, rang out stridently. On the walls, blinking strips of LEDs flashed strobe-like, assaulting guests and employees alike.
"Peter, through the kitchen!" screamed the man.
The use of his name got Peter's attention. He realized that the stranger had pulled him out of the lobby wasn't simply a do-gooder with leadership qualities, but was specifically interested in taking him, Peter, somewhere specific.
"How do you know who I am?"
Peter demanded, stopping, his feet nearly buckling underneath him as he resisted the stranger's strength.
"There's no time for that. Come on."
Most of the diners in the Oyster Bar were funneling out of the restaurant, unwittingly moving towards the danger. Others were screaming in terror or arguing over nothing, asking, "What's going on?" to no one and everyone.
"Where are you taking me?" asked Peter. "And why?"
"We'll talk later. Now's the time for getting the hell out of Dodge," the man screamed,